My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can check them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. You know, earlier this week we saw the Republicans in the Illinois primary, not exactly a barn burner. It was a pretty clear win for Mitt Romney, but it's, you know, just the latest event that's put Illinois back in the headlines for a little bit, because last Thursday, after quite the, I don't know how many years now, I guess more than a two-year-long soap opera, Rod Blagojevich finally sent to the big house after trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, lots of other corruption charges, initially somehow getting off in the first trial, making his way to Celebrity Apprentice and virtually every TV camera in the world before finally being convicted the second time around. And now he's going away for, I think, at least 14 years. I'm sure you guys are devastated at this.
Well, you know, we always love guys. I mean, that was about as good a scandal as you could get outside of a sex scandal. But, you know, this is kind of the, isn't this the playbook for the Illinois governors kind of thing? I think each governor rides in his inauguration in a car that has a license plate made by the previous governor. So that's always a good thing. And I also read a very interesting thing today that his hairdresser said that within 3 months he'll be totally white-haired. I guess he's been dyeing that mop of hair for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. That reminds
They do not allow dyes in prison.
Oh, that reminds me of the shocking truth that when former Congressman Jim Traficant went to federal prison, turns out he had a toupee. No one suspected that at all.
Yeah, exactly. It just looked like he had a nice bath rug just thrown up on his head, and no one ever dreamed that was a toupee.
Exactly. Well, of course, this happened right after the president won in 2008. And his Senate seat soon became vacant, and that's why Blagojevich tried to sell it. And the Capitol Steps, obviously, back then, and, of course, this week, couldn't pass up an opportunity to make some good hay out of that.
That's right.
Here we go.
In Illinois, there are some folks who say, I'm no worse than the next guy, but the thing you have to weigh, the next guy just got sent to jail today. Come buy from me, come buy today. It's really neat, it's a Senate seat, and it's listed on eBay. Just text your Amex number right away. Come buy from me, my prices are real swell. To chief exec, you can write the check, 'cause I learned my lesson well. A Blagojevich is way too hard to spell. And I'll be including, 'cause my prices are a steal in the deal. Wrigley Field, 'cause here in Chicago, you can still vote if you're dead. Put the bread in the bangs up here on my forehead. Though it's neat to sell a seat this way, well, you can bet that I'm gonna get my own cell any day. Where my seat's gonna someday be for sale, they say. And soon I will be rooming with O.J.
Oh, Mark, you know, it's hard for me to determine whether I'd want Rod Blagojevich for a cellmate. On the one hand, he's probably not going to physically harm you, but he could drive you nuts just jabbering in your ear for the next decade or so.
Absolutely. And you got to imagine that the sink will get clogged up pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a dicey question right there, but I'm pretty sure you don't get to pick your cellmates anyway. So
no, I don't think so.
What else are you guys looking at?
Oh, boy, we had a couple of neat things this week. You know, they're renaming the Little Rock Airport after Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's kind of fun. Bill will personally greet and board each jumbo that lands. Hi-yo. He's also willing to do any pat-downs as well. Let's see, what else we have? We had John Edwards, you know, solidified his place as one of the worst politicians in history by now being named in the soccer mom madam prostitution ring in New York.
That's right.
And let's see, what else? Oh, the Etch-a-Sketch. You know, that was kind of a fun little thing, you know, that Mitt Romney is being compared to an Etch-a-Sketch. So we were thinking, gee, who would the other candidates be? Well, you know, obviously Newt Gingrich is a potato head, Mr. Potato Head. That's easy. Ron Paul supports legal marijuana, so I guess he's an easy-baked oven. And then, of course, with President Obama, he loves to, you know, spend recklessly, so we'll say he's Play-Doh.
There you go. Very nicely done, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We're still trying to think of something for Santorum because we're not really familiar with mid-18th century games.
Well, you got a little bit of time left. This whole proportional delegate thing is going to drag this out till at least June, which I'm sure the party's going to love making decision. So
now, we've discussed that before. It's just like, you know, let Obama sit there and just be well-rested, and these guys are just beating the tar out of each other.
Right. There you go. So right. A happy Obamacare anniversary, by the way. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah, apparently this is the administration because they're not really doing anything about it. So.
I guess I should run down and get a checkup real quick. It's free, and it doesn't cost anybody anything.
Right. Mark, we'll leave it there. Have a couple of great shows this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist from the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And learn more about them online at CapitolSteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.